Log Talk Radio.
Will you help me just open up your mouth and glorify God? If He's done anything for you,
from God tonight. Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody, say, I'm going to get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. Turn around behind you, say, I'm going to get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now, you've been praying and seeking God and fasting, but when you ask God, do you really have faith that He can do it? Do you serve a God that is able? Do you serve a God that is strong and mighty? Well, if you do,
Can I tell you how to get your breakthrough? Say, Kirk Carr, how can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Just getting to thank God for who He is and what He's done in our lives. And how He continues to bless us and keep us with His keeping anointing. I'm going to ask Evangelist Maria Flint, would she lead us in exhortation? I'm going to open up a mic and just lead us in exhortation and usher us into the presence of God.
Praise God. Praise God. We just thank God tonight. Let's just get in His presence and let's set the atmosphere for Him to come down and rain on us. God, we just thank You, God. Hallelujah. 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 We just thank You, Lord God. We praise You, God. We worship You. There's no one like You, God. We just glorify Your mighty name. You are so worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. God, we just ask You right now to just come down. Come down and rain on us, Lord God. We thank You right now. God, we're just going to start pulling down Your blessings. Pulling down Your blessings right now. Let's just begin to start pulling down the blessings. Everybody's in fear of this coronavirus, but God, we know that there is no virus that's bigger than You. So, God, we ask You right now to take away the fear. The fear, hallelujah. We just thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's nothing or no one bigger than You, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. And worship Him and glorify His name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We give You the glory. Hallelujah. We give You the honor. We give You the praise. We thank You, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Let's just begin to call on His name and say, Jesus, Jesus. Because we know when we call on His name, there's nothing that's too big for our God. So call on whatever it is that you're in need of. Call on Him. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Need a breakthrough on tonight. Hallelujah. We need a breakthrough on tonight, God. Some of us are having heavy hearts on tonight, God. We need You right now, God. Somebody's maybe not feeling so well in their body. Somebody needs You. The home that I'm in right now, that family needs You right now for bereavement. Not only did they lose one person, but in a week they lost two people. So right now, God, we ask You right now to come into these homes, God. Comfort, love, wrap Your arms around. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift the burdens, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just call on Him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's no other name like You. Hallelujah. Let's make something happen on tonight. Everybody's out buying hand sanitizer. Everybody's buying water. Everybody's buying paper towel. Let's call on Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. Let us, Jesus, in the midst of our, in our break, to get a breakthrough. Hallelujah. We reach for the wrong things. No, we have to reach for Jesus and tell God to come on in. Come on in, God. Come on in. Come into our hearts, into our minds, into our soul, into our mouths right now. Come on in, God. I welcome You right now. You are welcome right here in this place. Hallelujah. You are welcome in this place right now in the name of Jesus. I thank You, Lord God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I thank You, Lord God. There's no one like You. There's no one like You. There's no one like You. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Jesus. Glory to God. I give You the glory, honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. God, I know that You are doing it right now. You are working it out for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You. I'll turn it right back over to Pastor Flint. Hallelujah. But let's just keep praising Him and let's keep worshiping as he comes back on.
Hallelujah. 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 We're just going to just thank Him. We thank God for allowing us to be ushered into His presence. We're just going to worship His name and magnify His. The Elohim says, fill me up, Lord. How many want God to just fill you up? Fill me up, Lord. And from the crown of the rest of my feet, continue to fill me with Your anointing. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Fill me, Lord. I'll open up inside. If we provide the fire, I provide the sacrifice. Notice what I'm saying. And if you pour out your spirit, then I'll open up inside. Fill me up, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. We just praise you and worship you and magnify your name, Father. Father, I'm going to be obedient tonight as you told me what to do and how to do it. You showed me, God. Jesus said, I don't do but what I see my Father doing, and he's showing me this night. So first of all, Father, I decrease that you increase. It'll be all of you and none of me that your Holy Spirit have complete control. It serves as a special service tonight. Just as Evangelist was saying about people going and moving in the spirit of fear. But how many know tonight that God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I have given you a spirit of what? Love, power, and a sound mind. And what's that sound mind? That sound mind says, I look to the hills, which come of my help. My help comes from the Lord. That sound mind says, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in coronavirus. That sound mind says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That sound mind said, be strong and be courageous. So here we are. I'm going to follow on everybody tonight. So at least 3 or 4 volunteers and press 1. But tonight we call it on prayer warriors and intercessors tonight. All prayer warriors and all intercessors. If you're a prayer warrior, if you're an intercessor, I'm calling on you tonight. And we're going to pray together and we're going to praise together and we're going to gather together in prayer and in unison. And I remember I was in revival. I was at a revival, and it was the same night they had those the sniper. Remember that they had that sniper that was in Baltimore and in Virginia, and we prayed that night. We got in, you know, gathered in circles, and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And at the time we prayed, the exact same time, they were being incarcerated. They were being locked up. So I'm telling you the power that you set up. They said prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. Tonight I'm asking for those to join hands with me, touch and agree with me that tonight, that as we continue to pray together, we'll pull down the stronghold of COVID-19. We'll pull down the stronghold of coronavirus and that strand that's has everybody moving in fear. We're preparing for the coronavirus. That's what the Lord told me. He said, we're preparing for the coronavirus. You know, going to get our water, going to get our hand sanitizer, going to get our food. Lock it in. We're preparing, just like we prepare for hurricanes, just like we prepare for tornadoes, whatever it is, you know, the natural disasters, we prepare for them. Like I said, all the water be gone, all the grocery store, all the toilet tissue is gone, all the hand sanitizer is gone, all the gloves are gone, everything is gone. But God said, what if you had that same energy preparing for the return of my son? Just think about that for a moment. So first I'm going to talk about is the wise virgins and, you know, and the foolish virgins. You know, he said be ready, right? Because we don't have time to get ready. When that time comes, when he comes, you don't have time to get ready. So you got to be ready. Be ye ready also. That's what the Father said tonight. Be ready. Because you don't have time to get ready. Preparation season, but we need to be praying instead of for corona. We need to be praying for the return of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Because he's coming, he's just behind the clouds. Heard Apostle Arnold always said he's just behind the clouds. And I don't think he must say his grace and the fact that the last martyr hadn't taken place, that needs to take place. Here's what I'm gonna share with you. They said the coronavirus strain is called COVID-19. We're going to say it's Christ over viruses and infectious diseases. Well, you just want to know, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Real quick, Psalm. Those that the Bible, let's go to Psalm 91. I'm telling you, we're gonna attack this thing together with the word. Psalm 91 says what, ladies and gentlemen? excuse me. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He delivered you from Ebola. He delivered you from the Zika virus. He delivered you from swine flu. He's surely going to deliver you from this corona mess. How does He do it, Brother George? He shall cover you with His feathers, and on His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Now, we say, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And their hands, they shall bear you up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample on the foot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Almost scripture I'm going to look at. We know a lot of people going crazy with this coronavirus, so we want to look at this other stuff. He said, and I look at it as just God's wrath, God's punishment. But he said, if my people, which were called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, repent, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then He'll hear from heaven. We need God to hear. We need the ears of God to be attentive to our prayers tonight. We need the ear of God to be attentive to our cry tonight. The ear of God to be attentive to our praise tonight, to our petition. Let your petition be made known. We need the ear of God to be attentive to our petition tonight. So here's where we are. We're going to take turns praying and getting before God. I need the first volunteer. First one. If you're ready to go before God for us and take us in and pray, because I'm calling off tonight, is just about intercessors and prayer warriors. It ain't about me tonight. It's about intercessors and prayer warriors. So the first one, press one. They want to take us in. I can recognize you. If anyone that's going to volunteer to take us in, press one. I just pray myself. Nobody want to pray? All right. 6447, your mic is open.
Praise God. Father God, first of all, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you because you're the Almighty God. Hallelujah. As Pastor said, Father, we don't have to fear. Hallelujah, because we have you to keep us, to sustain us, to protect us. And we ask, God, that your powerful blood that Jesus shed on the cross for us, oh God, that he shed 7 different times, and protection was in that, Lord, not only for our saving and for our healing and our deliverance, but it was also for our protection, our divine protection, oh God, and for your keeping us, oh God. And we ask you to keep us through this coronavirus, oh God. They're saying now that it's possible that it came from bats. Lord, they're saying that it came from a woman from China that was in Canada mixing up something that was to be for warfare, and it's gotten exposed out and instead of what they plan to use it for. But God, only you know. Only you know, God, where this virus came from. Only you know, because you've already told us, oh God, nothing can come to hinder us like that, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Unless you have given it permission, he sure could have Mahaya. Thing comes up before you when he wants to do something dastardly. Hallelujah, especially to your people. But you know, you trust your people that they're going to stand, oh God. It's in your word, oh God, because we have faith and we have trust. And we believe in you, God. And we are asking you, God, to stop this virus, oh God. Send it back where it came from, Lord. In the name of Jesus, there have been thousands and thousands of people that have been put in incinerators over in China that have died, God. They've not given all the numbers out, Lord. They have built hospitals, oh God, and no electricity. They're just laying the people in there so that they can die, oh God. And then put them over in the incinerators. The smoke that's coming up from the incinerators, God, let it not travel, God, and not let that virus be in it. Let it not harm and hurt any more of your people, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're dependent on you, Lord. You said whatever we ask you in faith believing and not doubting in our heart, we can have what we say, God. And, Lord, I lift every one of our family members, our friends, associates, acquaintances, people we're going to pass by, people we're going to meet, people we never know. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree by faith that the coronavirus will not be able to attack any of us, God. But we are covered. I thank you. I ask you to cover us with the blood of Jesus. Put on us the whole full armor of God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, gird up our lungs with truth, and shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And oh God, we take up the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. Let the shield of faith, hallelujah, hallelujah, dismiss every fiery thought of the wicked. Every fiery dot of the coronavirus, let it be quenched, God, as it hit that fiery, that shield of faith. And I thank you for it right now, God. You said ask, and it shall be given you. Many people ask, and it never happens, but you got to believe. You got to have faith. Oh, God, increase our faith, increase our belief. Help us to hold on to you more than ever before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we have a mind for to give you the praise. We have a mind for to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 We praise God for that. Here's what the Spirit told me while she was praying that. And when the next person come up is praying, those that have a prayer language, I want you to be backing them up in your prayer language and just begin to just pray to God, keeping the prayer covered, standing in the gap. Tonight is about standing in the gap. Now I'm saying, hey, Father, take out spirit and use it however you see fit. If it's needed in hospitals, if it's needed in other countries, Father, wherever it's needed where the coronavirus has been planted, because this is a man-made situation, and it's been planted. Father, wherever it has been planted and transplanted and moved about, we come and God, we say, take our spirit and use it. Holy Spirit, let your angels begin to intercept the plan of the enemy. You said that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you come to give us life and life to the full and life. God, let that, but the Holy Spirit, you said the Satan come in like a flood, but the Holy Spirit raised up a standard against, let the standard be raised up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father. We begin to thank you that it's being done. For the next person, pray, I want to go to Mark 16. 15th place, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. I want to look up the 17th and 18th verse. He said, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. If anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. That coronavirus is a serpent. It's a scorpion. But God's saying this, you can take up serpents. And you can, anything deadly, it would by no means hurt them. You got a scripture you want to lift up before you come and pray? Who, next person, press 1. Let me recognize you. Tonight what we're doing is we're standing in the gap. We're interceding. We're telling God, hey, take our spirit and use it. We're moving in the frame of an intercessor and a prayer warrior tonight. And we're saying, God, here, take my spirit, use it how you see fit. Or we're going to break the back of this coronavirus. We're going to break the back. We're going to break the spine. We're going to cut the head off the snake tonight. Is there anyone else that want to pray? Press one. I can recognize you. All right, I'll pray. My turn now. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. And for those that are in the prayer line, you just begin to pray with us as well. Father, Father, Heavenly Father, we just begin to thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We begin to glorify your name, Father. We thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we come right now, Father. You said, God, command me to take the center of my hand. You said, come boldly for the throne room of grace and make your request be made known. Father, I'm tired of your children, God, and the body of Christ and the kingdom, God. We're moving in the spirit of fear. We're moving, God, with the lack of faith, not knowing who we are and whose we are, God. You said that we believe. You said these signs follow those that are believers. So, Father, we're believers. Father, let us begin to walk in the signs and say, they shall take up serpents, God. And if they drink anything deadly, God, it will not harm them. He said, in my name, Father. Father, we're moving in your name tonight. We're moving in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We're moving in your name, Yahweh, Yahusha, Ruach Kadesh. We're moving in your name right now, Father. And we're saying, have your way. We're saying, take dominion. It's an innocent plan of the enemy that comes to kill, that comes to steal, that comes to destroy. You said you come have that we have life and life to the full. We come and God, and we come boldly from the throne of grace, and God, we petition you, God, to move by your will, and we petition you, God, to say, arise, O Lord, and demonstrate your power. Arise, O Lord, and demonstrate your power. You got people, God, even with fake news saying it's this number and that number. I don't care what the number is, God. You made them stop them when they were dying and the serpents was biting them. You told Moses to take the rod and put a copper serpent on them. When they looked at it, Father, they were healed. I'm telling you right now, but the sound died. But God, I'm saying right now, God, give us a sign. Give us a symbol. Give us what we need to do, God, to begin to destroy this virus that has been so deadly, God, that right now they're quarantining cities. And we know, God, that even David Rockefeller, I'm going to say it tonight, he said, if I create the right chaos, the right crisis, it'll us in a new world order. And look at this crisis, God, they're quarantining cities, quarantining states. And most states are quarantining because they don't want to lose federal funding. They're quarantining schools, God. That's the crisis that can issue in the world, in the new world, because not everybody is moving in the spirit of fear, and so they're going to come with an answer. The answer is going to take away your liberties and your freedom. And they're going to say, well, accept this and accept that. But, Father, we're only going to accept two. So, Father, right now, we petition you. Right now, Father, we come before you in the throne room of grace. We come to you, God, and say, arise, O Lord, and demonstrate your power. Intercept the plan of the enemy right now, God. The very plan, the very thought, Father. We know you come riding in the white horse. We know the time is coming. You're just behind the clouds, God. Whatever that is, God, and we know we don't have time to get ready. We need to be ready, God. So, God, prepare our hearts, Father. We come to a place of repentance tonight. We come to a point where we repent, Father, for everything that we said, everything we've done, everything we thought, God, acted upon, God, that was against your will, that is against your way, God. Every secret sin, God, we ask for forgiveness tonight, God. We ask for forgiveness as your people, God. Your people, God. You said if my people were to call by my name, God, just as Daniel, God, went to pray in regards to the people, God. Tonight we're coming, God, in regards to your people. We're praying, God, and we're asking, God, for forgiveness, God. We're praying, God, in a spirit of repentance, God. We're praying, God, in godly sorrow, which leads to repentance, God. We're praying, Father, saying, God, have your way, God. Have thine own way, Father. We're praying, God, in the atmosphere of Psalm 91. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. God, we're praying, Father, you said 1,000 fall outside and 10,000 on the right hand, but it should not come near thee, God. We're praying, God, because you said you are quiet, the noise and pestilence, God. We're praying, God, that you said the young serpent and the cobra, God, you know you'll do away with these things, God. We're praying, God, that you said that you have a keeping anointing and you'll keep us. We're praying, Father, because even Jesus said that, God, all that you have given me, I have kept. God, keep us now. Keep us tonight. Keep us tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Heavenly Father, we praise you right now. We worship you right now. We ascribe to you, Father, just as David said about Goliath. They said he told God, hey, I don't come to you in nothing but in the power of the God of Israel. I come in, and that's it. That's who's going to defeat you. I don't come to you in George. I don't come to you in Maria Rose, but I do come into you in the spirit of the living God, and he will raise up a standard against you and swallow you up tonight. You will no longer run rampant in cities and states and countries. You will no longer have your fill with people's lives. You are no longer, you're a man-made disease, but God, who is the man of all, he's the creator of all things, and he said all things exist because of him, consists and exists. So now the same thing that existed is the same thing that he will put to the death. Tonight we declare death on coronavirus and everything of the sort, and every strand of the sort. COVID-19, we tell you now, Christ is over every virus and every infectious disease. Christ is over every virus and every infectious disease, and we run to your assignment, Lord and Lord, tonight. Father, we thank you that it is done. We praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. And so it is. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The next press one I can recognize. 6447 again.
Go ahead.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 6732, your mic is open.
Praise God. I don't look at this coronavirus as something that we should take lightly. The word of God said that we need to be still. So I look at it as a shut-in. We all going to have to cry out and stand as one. So, Father God, as people look at this as something that man has created, we know that you are creator of all things, Father God. You want us to be still and know that you are God. And, Father God, I give you all the honor and all the glory, Father God, for all the sickness and disease that's running rapid here in this world, Father God. I pray that your hand be the hand of healing, prosperity, favor, and of hearts, Father God, to know that they look to you, Father God, not to man, but to look to you, Lord. I just thank you for this word tonight, Father God. I thank you for each person that's interceding. I thank you that you allowed me to be on the block tonight, Father God. They said pray at 5 o'clock. Father God, I told them to pray now, Father God. And I'm standing in the gap as Pastor George and everybody else that's on this line that's standing, Father God, calling on the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, Father God. As we intercede as one, Father God, looking to you in all things, through things, Father God, I ask that your hand, Father God, touch every heart and every mind, Father God, that they have a closer relationship to you, Father God, with you, and to do everything through you, Father God, not looking to man. And Lord, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you that I was bold enough to step out, Father God, because fear is a liar. It will hold us, Father God, not to give you the honor and the glory. But Father God, I stand, Father God, on the name of Jesus, the only name that I know, Lord, just looking to you in all things, for healing, Father God. Most of all, in healing, Lord, heal the land, heal the people, heal the earth, Father God, because you created it all. I thank you for all you've done, all you're going to do, and all that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. While they're praying, you remember we're praying in our prayer language, backing them up. 6447, your mic is open. Oh, she fell off. 0792, your mic is open.
God, we're looking at this virus, and I know there's fear, and I know that there's you know, those that think this and those that think that. But my question is there anything too big for God? Is there anything too big for God? Is there anything that God cannot save us from or protect us from? Because we say God is our protector, so we have to come to you, God, to protect us, God. And like Annette said, you know, it's time for a shut-in. It's time for a revival. It's time for God's people to get together, come together, just like everyone else who has every other religion. They come together and they do their thing. But it's time for the saints to get together and serve the real God and just bring down these strongholds and break the chains. This virus is a chain that needs to be broken. And in the name of Jesus right now, I come to you asking you that the chains of the coronavirus, they're broken, Father. I thank you right now that you do not give us the spirit of fear, but you do give us common sense to do the things that we need to do. But God, what we need to do right now is to come to you, to praise you, to worship you like never before. We need to cry out to you, God. I know that you're getting our attention, and I know that, God, we need to give you more time. So if this is the time that we need and have to be in our homes that so that we can spend more time with you, so be it. But God, I know right now that this is a demon, that this is the devil, and he will not have his way. No devil in hell will take our people out with a virus of any kind, God, because I am serving you, I'm believing you, and I'm trusting you, God. I am trusting you that I am protected, the blood of Jesus over me, the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us on this line, the blood of Jesus over each and every one of our family members, our neighbors, our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, the blood of Jesus to cover us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. The blood of Jesus is nothing but the blood of Jesus, nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. Just like he went through and they were going to kill all the boys, and they had to go and mark the blood of Jesus on the post, and we just, God, right now we're marking our bodies with the blood of Jesus from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, just marking ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, that you will cover us. Hallelujah, your angels will protect us and be around us and our family members, our homes. I have no fear of this virus, Lord God, because I put all my trust in you. Oh, I put all my trust is in you right now, God, like never before. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just got a call from my son that they are shutting the schools down, and we don't know when he's going back. They said, take all your stuff because you may not even come back this semester. That's the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I speak against my son having to come home for the rest of this semester because of some virus, some coronavirus. I speak against this thing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I speak healing into my daughter's body right now, who she's not feeling well, and they did a quarantine on her school on yesterday. I speak against this demon. No devil in hell will have authority. They have no authority here. You will not win. You will not take our people out with any virus or any type of diseases or anything, because we serve a mighty, 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 mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What's too big for God? I ask you tonight. What's too big for God? Nothing. There's nothing too big for God. Nothing that he can't handle. Nothing that he can't knock out. Nothing that he can't stop. But we got to trust in him and believe in him and know that we know that we know that we serve a God that's bigger than anything. My God can do all things, and I'm just as crazy enough to believe and trust and know that he's got us. Hallelujah. God's got us. So we fear not, but we trust all. All that God said that he's going to do, all the promises that God said, hallelujah. He's got us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God, and so it is.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think 6447 is going again. Your mic is open. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just trust the one.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. In the Babahushata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Thank God for the peace that he's pouring out upon his children. Hallelujah, Lord. Peace, peace in your mind, your heart, and your soul. Peace all in every cell of your body. Hallelujah. I just want to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I just thank him so much. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I thank him for surrounding you with all his wonderful angels of warfare. They are to be protecting his children. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Leading you, guiding you. Hallelujah. Showing you his way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praising him. Praising him. Praising him. Hallelujah, Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I speak it. Hallelujah. I speak it. Hallelujah. I thank him for the power that he has given each one of us in our tongues. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Death took me and the Lord brought me back. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me. Hallelujah, Lord, shall prosper. Death did it again. Hallelujah. But the Lord brought me back. Hallelujah. Death did it again. And the Lord brought me back. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch not my anointed and do it my prophet no harm. There's power, power all around you, all over you, all inside of you. Bask in it. Bask in it. Bask in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You will see, hallelujah, the rewards of the wicked, but it shall not come near you. Come on, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. The Lord gave me a dream, hallelujah, many years ago. Hallelujah. And I waited for him to give me the meaning of the dream. Hallelujah. I was standing in the middle of what was a horseshoe that never ends. And everybody in the horseshoe was draped. Hallelujah. With long robes. Hallelujah. But God gave me the meaning of it. Because the one to my left stepped out of the horseshoe and turned to me and said, "You are as we. You are as we." And got back in the line of the horseshoe. And no sooner than that, I saw bullets coming at me. I could see them, and we know we can't see the speed of bullets coming with our naked eyes. But I could see them coming. Hallelujah. And they came. They came up like an inch to my body, and they dropped at my feet. And God gave me the meaning of it. And the meaning of it was all of us in line, a line that could not, those were his people, his children. We are surrounded. We are covered, invaded in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Know it within yourself that nothing, 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 if you believe, if your mind, your body, and your soul, without a doubt, nothing can touch you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing. Hallelujah. He will direct your path in all affairs, in every aspect of your life. God bless each and every one of you. I thank God for this blog show. Have a good night.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you. We are attacking this thing tonight. We are attacking this thing tonight. We just bless God for the word of God. We bless God for his children. Yeah. There was a... We look at our people. God gave me some scriptures, and I found myself in them. And we'll continue to pray. He said, now the word of the Lord came to me. I'm looking at Ezekiel 12:1-2, and I'm going to look at James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. But it says, now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see, but does not see, ears to hear, but does not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, son of man, prepare your belongings for captivity and go into captivity by day in their sight. You should go from your place into captivity to another place in their sight. Maybe that they will reconsider, though they are a rebellious house. We look at the things that's going on right now. We're saying, hey, pray, you know, repent yourself. But we know that we are rebellious people. I mean, we're, especially in the United States, we're a rebellious nation, a rebellious people. You look at how, through abortion, you look at through the same-sex marriage, you look at all these different things that we do as being friends of the world instead of friends of God. So let's go to James 4, 1 through 10 right quick. And then and this is going to pray, I'm going to come up. But it says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up, Jocelyn. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. That's the key that he said. My people, which were called by my name, what did he say the first thing? Will humble themselves. See, we got a spirit of pride that has gotten us so that we've gotten so arrogant, even with the leaders. And we begin to pray for the leaders, spiritual leaders and natural leaders. You got to begin to pray because they've gotten a sense of cockiness and to the point where we've become our own God. We've formed our own kingdom on this world and forgot about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and the glory of God. We want our own glory. But God said, tonight, I'm taking it all back. All the glory belongs to him. All the glory belongs to him. God, we ascribe the glory to you tonight. We ascribe, God, everything to you. Like Jehovah said, God, wasn't it you, God? You did this, God. When Moses was being chased by Pharaoh, God, and God, you parted the Red Sea, God, and Father, that they could go through, God, and come through victorious. And then when the Pharaoh and his chariots went, God, you swallowed the chariots up, God. You let the flood come back forth and swallow them up, God. Father, you've done it, God. You put water from a rock, God. And God, you're awesome, God. And even when Moses was fighting and Joshua was fighting, and they was holding Moses' hand, Ben-Hur and Aaron, God, you kept it going, God. You did this, God. Nobody was able to do it but you, Father. Nobody was able to do it but you, Father. So, God, we're just going to thank you right now. We praise you and we worship you, Father. We honor you right now, God. We honor you right now, God. We honor you right now, Father. We honor you, Father. We are blessed to your rest of tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Next, 1436. Your mic is open. 1436, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Pastor Flint. And everybody on the line, I thank God for your message that he gave you tonight. And I feel in my spirit this is a trick of the enemy. They're trying to put us all in fear because our God told us, let not our heart be troubled. And the enemy got a way of making us change and rush and do all kind of things because we're running out of fear. But if God is with us, who can be against us? And if God said, I supply all your needs, and if God said, I'll be with you, whom are we to doubt? Even when Pharaoh was trying to be hard-headed and God told him what to do, and he didn't do it, and God put a plague on the land, and Pharaoh lost his firstborn. But God is with us. We don't have to fear that. God is going to get the glory of what the enemy thinks is going to hurt us. God is going to turn it around in his will. He's going to get the glory out of it, regardless of what we're going through right now. Because did not God cure cancer? Look at all the people is dying from cancer. But look at all the people that God have brought through it.
and all the people that's still alive to say I've been clean 5 years, 10 years, and they still going strong. Cancer is the number one killer. But God showed everybody what he can do. He's still raising the dead. When somebody go in the car, like arresting, they say they're gone, and they use that little pop-up thing to make them come back alive. That's not the pop-up thing that's bringing us back to life. It's the glory of God that's bringing us back to life. He's still doing the same thing he was doing. He never fails. He's an awesome, he's a magnificent, sovereign God. And all we have to do is keep trusting. We don't have no. We don't need to run. We don't need to be afraid because God is with us. He is our shepherd. He is our deliverer. He is our healer. He spoke his word, and we are healed. By his grace, I'm still here. They can't understand why I'm still here, but it's because of God's grace. It's not nothing what I did so much. It's what God did in me. To be a walking testimony how good he is and what he can do. Everything but fear. So this just something that we can get over. We can overcome. Even with the blood post a young lady was talking about earlier, how we put our post, the blood was put on the post where we out housing. So the plague couldn't get them. We don't have to worry about that because if it's out of time, ain't nothing going to stop it but God. So we don't have to even worry about this stuff. We just keep on doing what we're doing. We know he's going to keep our hands clean. We already know that. So what people's need for our hurt is going to give God the glory because God is going to step up and he's going to show out. Because you may can take out some of these people, but you can't take out the whole world. Only God can take the whole world out. That's one thing the enemy can't do. He cannot take out the whole world. Only God that got that power is God. In the name of Jesus, I just praise you for your message tonight. Because if we think in our heart and we believe and we know what kind of God we serve, each and everybody on this land probably got a testimony of what God had brought them through and what God is still bringing them through. Some don't gave up on drugs. Some of them gave up on suicide. There's a lot of things in this earth that we don't been through that God brought us through. We don't lost our home, but God gave us something better. We may not have no food. God put it on our table, just like the two fish and the five loaves of bread. With all those people, God fed. The bastard kept getting fuller and fuller, all because Jesus trusted his Father, and he held it up, and his Father blessed it. And that's what we're going through right now. We just got to show the enemy. We trust the God we serve, and ain't nothing he can do can change that in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We just thank God. We thank God. We praise God. Powerful, 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 powerful prayer. Here we go. Isaiah 60. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. But there'll be another that will want to step in and pray. God said, arise. That's the confession. Isaiah 16. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. My God. Press one, I can recognize you. If not, here's what I'm going to do. In closing, we're going to open up all the mics. We've got some prayer points. We'll pray. I'll pray them. You can pray them after me. And then we'll get to that. I'm going to open up the mics now as we speak. One second. And if you want to take these prayer points, you get with the Evangelist Maria Clinton. She'll get you get the emails and she reach out to everybody when she does to anybody. So now I'll get points. The mic's open. Here we go. Hey. Dark ordinances of short life. You rolled away from my life by fire. Somebody has a lot of background noise. But I'm just going to pray these. And you can pray them yourself. I don't unmute you. Just pray them yourself. I'll pray them. Unmute the phones. I don't know who that is. I don't know. All right, here we go. Dark ordinances, a short life. Be rolled away from my life by fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of thou shalt not excel issued against me. Be broken by fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of profitless hard work, working in my father's or my mother's house, break by fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of you cannot witness the goodness of your children, break right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any power that wants my children's food to be bitter in my mouth, fall down and die right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bondage of suffering, woe unto you. I am not your candidate. I bury you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every unrepentant enemy of my next level, I bury you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any problem assigned against my old age, die right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anti-glory power of my father's house, die by fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I have two more. It says, anything that is stolen my destiny shall be captured today. We decree it by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, arise and give us God-fearing leaders now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, arise and show us the secrets of our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, let the power of peace and progress overshadow this nation right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, take us back to the place of our creation right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And every dark obstacle standing in our way, God, we come against you now. Carry it away by fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father. We consider it done. We consider it done, God. We consider it done. Oh, God, the Lord of Elijah, the God of Elijah, let the fire revival fall upon this city. Let the fire revival fall upon this nation. Let the fire revival fall, God, upon the body of Christ, God. Let the fire of revival, God, fall upon these ministries, God. Let the fire revival be in the fall, God, where every city is being quarantined, God, where every state is being quarantined. Let the fire of revival, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit fall. Fall for this anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall. Fall fresh, God. Fall fresh in the cities and in the states. And God, in these countries, God, that are being tormented by this demon. Act now, Father. Give us the greatest healing. Greatest healing. Elijah says, show him, God, what's with him. Show him the chariots of fire that's around him. God, show us, God. Give us eyes. He said that you have eyes to see, right? He said, but you don't see because you're such a rebellious house, God. Now, God, we come to a place of humbling, and I know this is what you use to humble us, God, to get us to a point of praying and seek your face. We seek your face early, God. We seek you now. Move on behalf of your children. We give you honor, God. We give you glory, and we give you all the praise. See your son, Jesus' name, we pray. And so it is. The next voice you'll be in is you'll be able to thank giving us our benediction. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this night. We thank you for this time of intercessory prayer. We thank you right now that we are able to come together and call on your name as one, God. We thank you right now that there is no fear, God, that we will not go and go throughout this week in fear of this month, that our days will not be in fear, God, but we're trusting in you for everything, every area of our lives, Lord God, lives, God. We are trusting you, God. I give you the glory and the praise that we are protected by the blood of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. God, we know that with you all things are possible, God. So I'm trusting within you and believing and knowing that you are God and God all alone, and you are the protector of all things, God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that our families are protected. Our loved ones, our friends are protected, Lord God. I just thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. And so it is. Until next week, we thank you for being here with us on tonight. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Have an awesome, awesome, fearless week. Hallelujah.